I'm going to take this call. I'm going to start with calls here. Kathy, Colorado, you're on the Will Count Majority. Hello.
Hey, my son was one of the Marines that died yesterday. Listen to that. Sorry, I'm on the radio.
No. Go ahead.
My son was one of the Marines that died yesterday. 20 years and 6 months old. Getting ready to come home from freaking Jordan to be with his wife to watch the birth of his son. And that feckless, dementia-ridden piece of crap just sent my son to die. I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning to Marines at my door telling me my son was dead. So to have her on right before me and listen to that piece of crap talk about diplomatic crap with freaking Taliban terrorists who just freaking blew up my son and know nothing, to not say anything about, oh my God, I'm so sorry for the families. So my son is gone, and I just want all you Democrats who cheated in the election or who voted for him legitimately, you just killed my son with a dementia-ridden piece of crap who doesn't even know he's in the White House. He still thinks he's a senator. So I'm going to try and calm down. I'm sorry.
No, you look, I take this call with due trust here. I would hope nobody would call up and say if this wasn't true. I can't imagine what
a Marine just left my house 2 minutes ago, getting my divorce decree. Two Marines showed up my house at 4 o'clock in the morning to tell me my son was dead. So my name is Kathy McCollum. My son was Riley James McCollum. You can check it out. His wife, she might not want me to say her name. They just got married on February 14th and they're expecting a baby on September 26th. And,